Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It's Friday, October 9th, 2009, and this week we're going to look at a couple of recently released vehicles. The Freako bike, or Freako speeder, depending on who you ask, and Count Dooku's speeder bike, both from the Clone Wars action figure line. Each one is a small vehicle, which includes a figure, and each figure, actually, surprisingly, is either super or hyper articulated. I will explain the difference in this week's show. The Star Wars Freako bike vehicle, or Freako speeder vehicle, or whatever, with Obi-Wan Kenobi was designed after the vehicle designed for freezing cold, hence the name Freako, environments. The figure itself is just a regular Obi-Wan Kenobi that's been re-sculpted, not the snow version of the character seen on the show. This Obi-Wan Kenobi figure uses the torso, arms, and head that was previously released on pretty much every Clone Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi, but the legs are new. There's a cloth piece so he can actually sit around the waist, and the legs actually have ball-jointed ankles and knees, which the regular carded figures do not. So if you want a super articulate Obi-Wan Kenobi figure right now, the only place to get one is with a Freako speeder. And before you complain about that fact, I have to say the Freako speeder is one of my favorite vehicles released in recent years because it's nice, it's small. It's compact. It's got a nice little sliding fake glass window that covers the canopy. It's pretty cool. The only problem is the that sliding canopy hood thing. Kind of hard to get off. And it's not jointed or anything. It's just on a little groove. So it slides forward, you put the figure in, slides back. Sliding it back's no problem. Sliding it forward, on mine at least, was a little tricky. And it has three pieces of retractable landing gear. The front one actually has extra articulation in the front skid, which is pretty cool. The engines are not articulated, and there's no special weapon storage or anything like that in here, which is kind of too bad, because the back of the vehicle would be great for storing guns or lightsabers or extra accessories. So it's I like it a lot. If you're a fan of the old Star Wars mini-rigs, this could be one of the best things you could possibly buy this year. I recommend it highly, highly, just for the Obi-Wan Kenobi figure, because this is the best Obi-Wan Kenobi figure from the Clone Wars your money can currently buy. So if you have the means to pick up a Freako speeder, pick one up. Also very interesting is Count Dooku's speeder bike. Came in the same assortment. The bike itself is a reuse of a mold from around 2003, except they made some modifications to it. The original one had a button on the back. You push down on the seat, and it would touch a button on Count Dooku's back, and he would swing his lightsaber. This version does not have that. The only action feature on this vehicle is a seatbelt and posable foot pedals for Count Dooku. Not exactly an action-packed vehicle. There's no rockets. There's no hidden compartments. It's just a bike. Count Dooku himself, on the other hand, is hyper-articulated, which I think is what they're calling figures with the ball-jointed hips now. So he's got more articulation than any Count Dooku figure, and actually pretty much more articulation than almost any Clone Wars figure. It's really impressive. He has a cloth cape. There's a hood on it. He has a lightsaber. He's got all the knee and ankle and hip joints you could hope for. The wrist joints are good. They're not like the clone troopers. They just swivel, and he can sit on his vehicle with no real problems. The only problem is the vehicle really doesn't do anything. It's a solid vehicle. It's a great representation of the vehicle. It'd just be nice if he could pop the back open, stick a lightsaber in there so he doesn't have to either hold on to it while he's riding his bike, or you have to potentially lose it while he's riding onto his bike. Again, I highly recommend this vehicle just for the figure. The Count Dooku figure is better than the retail Count Dooku figure by a long shot, and if you can only get one, spring the extra couple bucks, get a vehicle too. It's pretty nice. It also has a fold-out diorama, which I didn't hang on to, I'll be honest with you. But it's there if you want it. So anyway, these two great vehicles are available at entertainmentearth.com today. Get your order or pre-order in, depending on our stock status. Again, I recommend them both. And don't forget, if you order these before the end of the month, you may be able to qualify for free shipping. Check the site for details. I'll see you all next time. P.S. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth.